It is party time in Luke's gospel. Simon the Pharisee has thrown a party. And Jesus is like a novelty guest, a sort of celebrity who might create a bit of extra and interesting conversation. And then there is the woman who gate crashes. And the whole occasion is remembered for three things, I think, by Jesus and the gospel writer. The faux pas, forgiveness and how necessary it is, and faith and what it is. It's three F's, if you like. First, the faux pas. That's the embarrassing moment. When the partygoers see that something is wrong. Someone has overstepped the boundaries of social norms. There's a sort of gasp, widespread raised eyebrows, and, well, all continue watching to see what's going to happen next. But here's the question: what is the faux pas here? Can you see in verse 36, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house, took his place at the table. A woman in the city who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she's a sinner." So what is the faux pas here? Option one, the gate-crashing woman. This local woman heard that Jesus had been invited to Simon the Pharisee's party, and so she came along and she brought her jar of expensive perfume. She was known as a local prostitute, and her jar of perfume probably helped her earning potential, or had helped her earning potential. But she'd changed. So someone let her into the party, probably thought that she was delivering the jar to some worthy partygoer. In she went and started touching Jesus' feet, washing them. Everyone was watching. Had Jesus rung up for a prostitute? The gate-crashing woman was faux pas option one. Faux pas option two. Jesus is welcome for the gate-crashing woman. Surely party etiquette demanded that Jesus shun the gate-crasher. Then she could be escorted out of the door without any bad feeling from the guests. But Jesus welcomed her attention. He let her wash his feet with her tears and dry them with her hair. He let her kiss his feet and pour the expensive perfume on them. Jesus, faux pas option two. There is an option three for the faux pas. Jesus suggests this one himself in verse 44. Then turning toward the woman, Jesus said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she's anointed my feet with ointment." You see, Jesus had been invited, a novelty, only to be shunned. Simon the Pharisee wanted him to be there, but he didn't welcome him in the normal way. No foot wash, no kiss of welcome, no complimentaries. Jesus was shunned. So here's the question. Which of these is the faux pas which matters most? Well, Simon the Pharisee has a view on that. He shows his hand in verse 39. He obviously thought Jesus' faux pas was the one which mattered most. Now, when the Pharisee had invited him saw it, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who was touching him, that she's a sinner. But Jesus disagrees with Simon. Straight away, verse 40, Jesus spoke up and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. Teacher, he replied, speak. A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, an awful lot of money, and the other 50. A pretty big amount of money. When they could not pay, he cancelled the debts for both of them. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, I suppose the one for whom he cancelled the greater debt. And Jesus said to him, you have judged rightly. Then, turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she. You gave me no kiss, but she. You did not anoint my head, but she. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little. Then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. So Jesus says Simon's faux pas is the worst, doesn't he? Simon may have done what he needed to do to stay in with his friends, his Pharisee friends, but he has shunned Jesus, the one who brings forgiveness of sins. And it's receiving forgiveness of sins which matters most. We all need forgiveness, Jesus is saying. Some need it more than others, but we all need it. And it matters. And it matters more than any social niceties, more than anything. Forgiveness, says Jesus, is like the cancelling of our debts. Because we all sin against God, it's like we are all in debt to God. Large debts. Some enormous debts. We are all in debt. And it's a mess. And Jesus is the one who can cancel the debts, all of it. He's the Saviour who offers forgiveness, full, free. But if we shun him, no forgiveness, still in debt, on the wrong side of God, in big trouble. But Simon, for some reason, does not see himself as in big trouble. Maybe he thinks his debt is okay. He can't see the problem. He just points at other people who have more debts than him, and that makes him feel better. But Jesus points out that he's kidding himself. The sinful woman needs forgiveness, yes. But Simon needs it too. And he needs to get round his attitude. At least the woman realizes she needs forgiveness. She doesn't shun Jesus. She seeks him out. She shows that she is very, very grateful to him. She follows him to the party and waits on him, hand and foot, putting up with the personal abuse from the other guests. to say how special he is to her. The woman shows her gratitude to Jesus, and she is told this: your sins are forgiven. So the gatecrasher receives forgiveness full and free from Jesus, but the Pharisees are not impressed. Verse 49, but those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Who is Jesus that he even forgives sins? Well, he is claiming to be God. God alone forgives sins against God. And Jesus is offering forgiveness. The Pharisees shun him. But the woman believes him. The faux pas, the forgiveness, and now the faith. As Jesus says, she has shown faith by her actions, which show that she believes him. And that means that salvation is hers and she's right with God. That's how our little passage finishes. And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Your faith has saved you. The faux pas, the forgiveness and the faith. The faux pas which really matters is not something to do with how our friends see us or our neighbours see us. It's how we respond to Jesus. And that's what means whether we receive God's forgiveness. And that is what Jesus calls faith. There's a very good sermon which David did with more application at the 9:30 service, which you can hear on the website in a day or two. But for now, let me encourage you in the home group studies and in your own studies as we go through Luke's Gospel. And let's pray. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your truth, for your offer of salvation, forgiveness, and for the free gift we receive as we believe you. Amen.